On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pri 22, Rissenburg 23, Johannesburg 20 grade.
Twee ongelukke op die paaie. Sandton M1 south, a crash before Marlborough Drive. And we're still dealing with that crash south of Galulies. There's very slow moving traffic there.
Ons begin by die Madlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek in Pretoria en omstrede Noordwes sakeman Brown Magossi het vandag getuig. Magossi word beskuldig dat hy as tussenganger opgetree het tussen die geskorste minister van polisie Senzo Mqunu en die vermeende misdaadbaas Vusi Matlala. Anasasi Mogobo bereg.
Mogotsa told the commission he did not assume a new identity but used these techniques to shape conversations including with senior officials such as KZN Police Commissioner He says the aim was to create a perception that encouraged sources to open up and disclose information.
As an agent, commissioners, you have a network.
His evidence then shifted to December 2020 when the late Deputy National Police Commissioner of Crime Detection, Cindy Lemfazi, allegedly called him back for a covert task, instructing him in his capacity as a contact agent to investigate irregularities within crime intelligence and the broader SAPS. Anastasia Mogobo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
In ander groot nuus vandag, Ekurhuleni se burgemeester het 'n omvattende interne ondersoek gelas na ernstige beweringe teen senior amptenare van die metropolisie insluitend die geskorste adjunkhoof Julius Mkwanazi. Die Madlanga kommissie het verlede week getuienis van 'n verskeie amptenare aangehoor wat beweer die diens is deur misdadige groepe geïnfiltreer. Cliff Shiko het meer oor die storie.
The Speaker of the Council has been requested to convene an extraordinary council meeting this afternoon for the city to brief the council on the status of the ongoing investigation. This will include the 2023 decision to not institute disciplinary action against alleged misconduct involving Brigadier Julius Mkwanazi. Ekurhuleni Mayor Nkosi Ndiphile Xhakaza.
I have instructed the city manager to review all 55 police promotions granted in recent years. The report is due within the next 7 days.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch in Germiston.
Die voormalige minister van openbare ondernemings, Malusi Kigaba, het vandag in die Palm Ridge Landdrolshof verskyn op aanklag van korrupsie wat verband hou met 3 Transnet kontrakte wat tydens sy ampstermyn onderteken is. Sy staan tereg saam met die voormalige Transnet bestuurders Brian Molefe, Siya Bongagama en Anuj Singh, beweerde egter onreëlmatige verkrygingskontrakte van miljarde rand dateer terug van 2010 tot 2014. Woordvoerder Henry Matomame.
Their matter was postponed to 30 January 2026 for the state to disclose the case docket and the indictment prior to the matter being transferred to the High Court.
Singapore se nasionale parkraad het die beslaglegging aangekondig op 'n rekord 35 kg gesmokkelde Suid-Afrikaanse renosterhorings. Die waarde daarvan is sowat 15 miljoen rand. Ondersoeke het ook getoon die wit renosterhorings kom van Suid-Afrika af. En 'n hof in Singapore het intussen 'n man van Australië tot 9 dae tronkstraf gevonnis omdat hy die Hollywoodster Ariana Grande by 'n premier van 'n rolprent gegryp het. Johnson Wen is skuldig bevind dat hy 'n openbare oorlas was tydens die voorval by die ASEAN premier van Wicked for Good verlede week. 'N video van die voorval is wyd op sosiale media versprei. Action al September, meer nuus om 3:00.
I'm glad